When I was in the States recently, I purchased another copy of the Bible. It's not the most expensive Bible because it doesn't seem to have a chapter marker, you see, a verse marker in here. That's how you can tell how expensive Bibles are. And also, I didn't find any new scriptures in this particular version to the one on your lap. So don't expect anything, a marvelous revelation today, completely new, something that you never heard of before. However, what I do hope to give is perpetually new. And I think all of you who have the opportunity to speak in sermonette or sermons would agree, of course, that whatever you give, if it comes from the Bible and can be backed up by the Bible, we don't follow the traditions of men or the philosophers of this world. We base what we give on that which is already inspired in God's Word. And out of interest, I'm not saying this is the best translation. I normally prefer the New King James Version because it's very careful in taking any liberties and so on. This one here is the New International, I think it is, yeah, New International Bible. The reading style is perhaps a little bit more up-to-date, although the New King James Version is, of course, better English than the older one. The Bible reveals two ways of life. God's way and man's way of life. The Bible not only shows what you and I should do, what all of mankind should do, and how to conduct themselves, it also shows the way of life that man has embraced and its negative consequences. And sometimes it's good for us. This is a Sabbath day. It's a day of rejoicing. It's a day when we, don't bring a negative news or anything of that nature or try to avoid it. It's very difficult to do that sometimes. Sometimes we give examples of the way of life in the world to contrast with God's way of life. But basically, we stress the positive way. But nonetheless, the Bible does have examples of man's way of life and how that led to a cul-de-sac, a dead end, opening up all types of headaches and heartaches and so on. Seeing that we are a month or so away from the New Testament Passover, as you know, God's Church does highlight the most important event of the whole year, and that is, what Jesus Christ did for us in atoning for our sins. But then we don't discard what is to follow, and that is, the holy days in God's plan of salvation, because they tell us where we come in. The Passover tells us what Jesus Christ did for us. So Moses was chosen by God to relate. I hesitate to use the word reveal, because God is the revelator, not Moses. But God chose Moses to show the Israelites a way of life that would bring success and happiness. Life without ups and downs isn't possible. Tragedies occur. We have to face that. But nonetheless, in spite of all of that, a person can lead a happy life, a successful life, depending on circumstances, sometimes out of the control of the individual. At other times, of course, it's directly linked to the behavior of the individual involved. This way of life that God revealed was directed towards a physical people, the Israelites, not to a spiritual people. The Israelites were never considered the spiritual people of God, but the physical people, the descendants of Abraham. They were expected to base their lives on physical laws that had spiritual applications as well. So you see, all of God's laws have spiritual applications. That God was directing his laws to a physical people. So we ask the question, how much did God expect of the Israelites? Well, I can tell you already, something that you already know, I'm sure, that God expected more than what the Israelites reflected. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11 through 14. That's the last book of the Pentateuch, last of the five books of the Bible, that part of the Bible which came into existence before any other book. You know, none of the Psalms, none of the other books were in existence, certainly weren't compiled as part of Holy Scripture until after the first five books of the Bible were put down on paper. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. Remember, this is more up to modern language, perhaps, than what you've been used to when reading the old King James Version of the Bible. It's a way of life that God revealed to the Israelites through Moses. And God is saying that what I'm commanding you today, so God commanded his people to do something, not to just have lofty thoughts of loving one another. It is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. God made certain through Moses that the Israelites knew how to, you know, for the Israelites, how to lead the perfect, well, not perfect, but a proper way of life. Verse 12, it is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and it is in your heart so you may obey it. Every human being, unless you live in an outright dictatorship, you see, is familiar with the Ten Commandments. They may not be able to list them all, but, you know, they know of them, they've heard of them as such. God made certain that all humanity, not only the Israelites, would be aware, you see, of certain laws, that if they applied them, they would live life with, you know, with a good conscience. If they went against them, they would have, of course, a bad conscience. But these laws given to the Israelites were physical, and the Israelites were unable to keep the spiritual application of God's laws. The point we have to, you know, bear in mind is the Israelites were unable to keep the spiritual application